Hey, it's White Boy Chris. If the pat-downs ever made you laugh, then join our Patreon and support us. Get bonus content, a t-shirt, or an autographed copy of Rabbit, Miss Pat's autobiography. Visit MissPatComedy.com for the link to the Patreon, and while you're there, join our Facebook group.
Welcome to another episode of the Pat-Down. I'm here with my good friend Chris. Say what's up, Chris.
What's up, everybody?
And I'm here with Dion. Say what it is.
What it is, y'all.
On this episode, y'all, we crazy. We talking about some crazy shit. We talking about flying bitches getting flown out with no bus fare back. We also talking about, I met a dude back in the day who showed me a certified HIV negative card. He told me he was certified USAID, don't have AIDS. And what's the other one, Dion?
Sex before marriage.
Sex before marriage. Y'all stay tuned after the fucking music.
You better get up, get out, and tune into this podcast. Miss Pat spit the truth, spit the real fact. Nothing but the ugly, classy at the same time. Pat got the flavor, these are not your same lines. That's the politics, she been on the real grind. It could be pretty but ugly at the same time. Just tune in, put your lock on the spin down. Ain't no need for the wait and turn it up now. What you talking about? It's real though. And cut the game, you get no play like Nintendo. You waste your time, turn it up, nothing but the ugly. Straight off the top, everything she say, you know it's funny. Full blast, this is taste of the future. Listen on your iPhone, on your desktop computer. Share it, tweet it, ain't no way to beat it. Nothing but the ugly, turn it up and gon' repeat it.
I was having this conversation last week with a friend of mine's, right? And y'all know I'm always talking. And we was very Christian person. I love her to death. And we was talking about, she was saying she believed the Old Testament of the Bible. I don't know where you find this at in the Bible because I don't read the Bible. I believe in Jesus. I said this many times. But what I don't believe in is waiting to have sex before you're married.
Okay. Why not?
Why?
Don't just attack me.
How you gonna wait in 2019? You know all these bitches out here with these scrap-ons and they look like real men.
I don't think they carry them around.
My daughter carried her to New York with her. And I'm like, well, bitch, who you gonna fuck, me?
I don't think that Ashley's fucking too many guys, though.
No, but I'm saying, do you believe that you should wait?
I do.
What, Chris, if somebody wait to have sex and then the dick ain't good, but you done already said I do. Sex is at least 60% of the relationship.
I feel that sex is mostly mental, though.
But if you have a good need, Chris.
But
it doesn't. My nipples get hard when I don't get it.
I think if you're a Christian and...
I'm a Christian too. Don't be trying to take me out to Christianity shit. I just don't go to church.
I think that if you're a Christian and you don't believe in waiting, then you're pretty hypocritical.
Well, let me ask you this, Chris.
Well, that's what a Christian is.
Right.
Is being hypocritical.
Let me ask you. So is it okay that...
Do you eat shrimp? Do you mix your linens?
Okay, then.
I don't want to hear shit, because if you do one thing, you can't call nobody hypocrite. Right,
no, I want to ask it. Do you jack your dick? So you going to meet a girl, right?
Right.
And she fine with them nice titties her daddy bought her out of high school. White girls always get titties at fucking graduation.
Right.
Niggas don't get number balloons and cars and candy.
White girls go to more graduation parties.
So you got this girl you meet. You dating a Chris, right?
Right.
Y'all Christian. And... you want, your little dick gonna get hard. So not that I'm saying your dick is little.
Yeah.
But you did just say.
It's perfectly average. Thank you.
Your dick is gonna get hard. Your dick gonna get hard.
Yeah.
So, you gonna wait? So you ain't even gonna jack your dick either?
No, I think that if you are a Christian, the rule basically that in the Sermon on the Mount, if you want to get technical about it, is that even if you look at somebody and lust after them, you're sinning.
But who can do that? What human
nobody,
can do that?
Nobody can do that. That's
so why not get you some dick before you get married? If you can't follow all them hard-ass rules, you can't miss your linen, you can't have your back out, you can't fucking suck dick, you can't jack off. If you're not going to follow all them rules out the
what
Bible.
What about linen?
The Black Bible say you can't miss wool with fucking
silk.
Right.
So evidently God don't want you to be tacky.
Get your polyester ass out of heaven. Who brought these raggedy ass angels in here?
Now we know why black men always got on linen suits with them Jesus slippers on.
like Creflo Dollar.
Yeah. So I mean, my thing is, I mean, we was talking about it. So I said, well, I look at it like this. I'm not going to go buy no car without test driving it. Mm-hmm. Are you, Chris? Are you going to literally go to the lot and say, give me that, and you ain't going to take it around the block one time?
I would, and I look at. Let's look at it from a practical. Let's take the religious aspect out
of it. Yeah, take that out of it, because that'd be fucking clouding your brain sometimes,
so,
Chris.
So, just from a practical standpoint.
No way, because you about to do that white shit with me. Hey, let me say this. Let me ask you this.
He's
triggered.
White,
he's triggered.
I'm white. What do you want me to do?
So listen, let me ask you this.
Take those Howard Griffin pills?
Fucking Howard Griffin pills.
That's a black like me. The guy took the pills. Never mind.
So look, will you, before you get in technical, because you be getting technical, you use words, be trying to confuse me and shit. Like I ain't got Google over here. I got Google. I can right. Google what the fuck you trying to say. So are you going to go and buy a car without test driving it?
I don't think it's
no,
the same thing.
Yes or no?
It's not the... No.
It is the same goddamn thing.
It isn't the same thing.
Yes, you're going to put your ass in that car, ain't you?
I think when you're trying to relate...
You're going to put your penis in a vagina. Your ass is in both of them.
Why is the show always beating up on me, Dina?
No. I'm just saying.
I know.
Because you've got a different opinion. I just want to know why you think that... Why do you think that you should wait to have sex?
I think that...
Dick is delicious.
Right. Dion was telling me that earlier.
What the fuck you, Chris?
I fully accept that. Fuck you.
So I want to hear your reason, Chris.
So I think that when you introduce sex into a relationship,
it's so good.
It is good. It's great.
Real good.
But it also
like
can,
a Sunday from Shake and Steak.
Shake and Steak. That too.
That's the black one.
That too will lead to sin. So when you introduce sex into the relationship, you tend to move a lot faster than you probably would. You ignore signs because just the chemicals bond you to somebody quicker.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that if you just take your time and get to know somebody without introducing sex, you can actually get to see the person from a better perspective than if you just immediately start having
or
sex.
Or you could just be an adult.
Yeah, but that's...
Name one
adult that's an adult, Dion.
Me? So you just want me to be with a nigga for 12 months and hunch him.
What's a hunch?
On top, just fucking dry.
Just dry humping.
Yeah,
okay.
White people call it dry humping. Yeah. We call it hunching.
Yeah, why not?
I want my motherfucking titty sucked, Chris.
That's the name of this episode.
That's a fair argument.
I don't want no motherfucker rubbing up against me like I'm no stickle.
Like, I know for me, I, like, my first wife.
Did you wait?
We waited probably a year, year and a half. But I moved in. And that was, if I hadn't moved in with her, we would have never gotten married. And sex was a contributing factor to moving in because you just don't want to go home. And then after 2 years, you're engaged. And then, like, after 3 years, you're like, fuck, what have I done? So I think...
So did you have sex before you got married?
I did with her, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So and I've had sex outside of marriage.
Well, you should. It's delicious. But
after the divorce, I had lots of sex outside of marriage.
Did you pay for it?
Emotionally, yes. But I've never paid a daywalker, as you call them earlier.
Nightwalker.
So I don't begrudge anybody who waits because I think that it does give you a better perspective on actually learning who the person is without that extra layer of...
Man.
See, this is where I come from because I was molested as a kid, and so sex was never an emotional thing for me. Sex was always just a physical act, and I never had any emotional attachment to it. So if I could fuck somebody I didn't even like
right.
at all. Like, I don't even like this person, but my dick's hard, and she's here. So I'm a fucker.
What kind of shit is that?
I'm half woman, so I...
How you half woman?
He got titties.
Meaning I cannot... I don't do that. Like, I have to be into somebody, have a relationship with them before
okay, you got emotions like a
I've tried one-night stands, and, like, I don't get hard because I'm just like, I'm not into this at all, and I have no connections.
You've been on dates where you don't get hard in your 20s?
In my 30s, mid-30s.
Oh, mid-30s?
That might be low T.
Might be. It might be.
Well, I mean, come on, Dion. Would you fuck a bitch with a Dracula brain face?
Not both, but maybe one or the other. Not Dracula brain and face.
Are you talking about the pointy teeth?
I don't even know what that means.
The widow's peak? What the fuck are you talking about?
I want to talk your dick.
blood shooting out everywhere? Like, what do you mean?
I don't know why Dracula fell out my mouth. I'm just, when you really fuck an ugly, ugly bitch, your dick just get hard.
Sure, why not? It's, yeah.
How?
Because it's sex. Sex is awesome.
It, but if the girl is not attractive and you show up on a Tinder date and the girl is not attractive and you don't know
well,
her.
What if her feet, what if her feet got crust on?
If
what if she not a, stink?
Do you do?
No, I wouldn't. I so was being facetious. What I'm saying is if I'm mildly attracted to a person, then it's not a big deal.
Mildly?
Mm-hmm.
I'm mildly attracted to people, but I don't want to have sex.
Well, you're married, so you can't do that.
I can do what the fuck I want to do.
I don't think so.
I don't think Garrett would let you roll back in the house.
Let's call him an ass.
With mildly attractive dick on you. I feel like you would draw the line right there.
So another thing me and this person was talking about, right? We was talking about, because this person is old school. But, you know, she talked about getting married first, which I was like, I don't believe that. I think you should try the shit out because you might not like it. I mean, what if you fuck around and marry somebody you never had sex with and they bend your legs back too far and break your back?
What?
Now you're a paraplegic that can't feel nothing. Yeah.
If only you had sinned.
So, oh, to have the flexibility of a 12-year-old.
So the other thing we were talking about, she felt like the man should be the person, the head of the household, which I totally fucking agree. But she was like, well, women shouldn't have to work. I'm like, excuse me, bread is not 35 cents anymore.
Yeah.
Bitch. This is 2019. You got to go work. I'm sorry. I think two income is way better than one income. Especially like with today's society, shit just costs more. You want more. Women are more independent. Who the fuck want to stay home and make an American pie? Yeah. Fuck your pie when you can go buy patty pies.
I would love to stay home and make pies.
Honestly, sign me up. Join that Patreon so we can stay home and make pies.
No, I mean, women are so independent. And I'm like, and I'm telling them, like, baby, it don't work like that anymore. It literally does not work like that. I don't think, I mean, unless you choose to stay at home because daycare is too much. But, right. I mean, it's just not what women do anymore.
Well, hell,
I mean,
nowadays you can get a job from home anyway.
Women don't say, I'm just, I mean, women are not domestics anymore. Is that the right thing to say?
Yeah,
you know, we got our own fucking life, but this person I was talking to believe the man should have all the burden of the household. I'm like, no, bitch, go help your man.
Yeah, I think everybody should wake up in a relationship. Each person should wake up with a purpose that they see fit. Like, I don't think that it's, like, if you're looking to your man or if you're a man looking
to
your woman
to pay all the bills.
To do everything for you, it's just a skewed.
I think that's a part of.
Unless you a hoe. Because them Instagram hoes, now they be getting their money, you know, to pay their rent and stuff. But right. They not the main bitch either. Most of them is not the main bitch.
Well, I mean, that's how society has changed, you know, from the moral aspect of it was if you're the man, you're the breadwinner, and you're supposed to provide for your family, and the woman's supposed to stay home and, you know. She takes care of the kids in the house while he's out at work. But society has moved past that because financially you can't do that.
Economics always outrule culture. Yeah. And I like my grandparents, they all could stay home with the kids. My parents couldn't afford to do that. They both had to work because.
Man, you know how much crack I had to sell for milk?
How much?
A lot. And they weren't even drinking milk when I was selling crack.
What'd you do with the milk then?
Well, I didn't breastfeed. Ashley didn't like titties, so that's why I didn't know she was gay off the bat.
Oh, how the tables have turned.
Yeah, the tables have turned. Breastfeeding was never my thing. You know, I used to tell a bit about it. The first time I tried to breastfeed, I was 14 when I had that Ashley. So I didn't know fucking about no breastfeed. Ladies like, you got to breastfeed your baby so she can bun. I'm like, this ain't no fucking puppet. Don't even know I already know I'm his fucking mama. So the nurse said now she was doing something at the end of the bed. I just picked my whole titty up and dropped it in my daughter's face. And she was like, she actually trying to move and get away.
She was smothered to death. She was like, trying to breathe.
She like, what the fuck are you? You know, the nurses at Grady Hospital didn't give a fuck how they talk to you. She like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm like, I don't think she liked titties. She like, you supposed to put the nipple in the baby mouth. I'm like, what? That's for her daddy. And Ashley clamped down on my titty and that shit hurt. I'm like, you can't be sucking my titty. You can't fuck me, baby. You gotta get a bottle. That's my hot spot. You can't be playing with mama hot spot.
And after that moment, all she's ever tried to do is suckle a titty.
Moments like that made my daughter gay. Bless my
child. She damn near being smothered by a titty.
Well, I was 14. I ain't know what the fuck I doing.
Of course.
So I didn't know I was supposed to share the nipple with the baby.
Right.
There wasn't no books in the hood to be how to be a mama. Just say, hey, you pregnant. I mean, they literally, when you went to the hospital back in those days, they gave you a bag of condoms, and then they gave you vitamins. And you picked that shit up on the way out the door.
Like a gift bag.
Like a gift bag.
The dentist office?
Yeah. And people, most toy. People. And most people took the vitamins because it made your hair grow. They were thick ass red or green pills. The vitamins and iron. One was green, one was red. And they used to constipate the shit out you, but they was good for your skin and your hair. So, you know, people in the neighborhood be like, bring me some of them prenatal vitamins back. Every nigga in the hood was on prenatal vitamins.
Miss Pat was dealing prenatals.
Why no prescription for
you? Your hair looks so good, but you're lactating.
I'm telling you, we used to give out them prenatal vitamins. Everybody, them old women in the hood, like, bring me, baby, bring me two bags of them prenatal vitamins back and iron. I need iron too. What the fuck she want this shit for? I hate taking pills. Miss Lucy, I got your medicine, baby, because you went to the doctor once a month, and they would tell you how many bags they wanted.
Oh my God.
Yeah, okay, y'all, we got to go to a break. When I come back, we're going to talk about, Dion was telling me about Future.
Flying bitches out.
Flying bitches out. We'll be back. All right, y'all, we back from the break. So I was talking to Dion earlier this weekend, and I asked him, well, he asked me, did I hear about
Future had this girl come out to see him, and she didn't want to sleep with Future, so he's like, all right, well, I'm not paying for your flight back. So
he's a rap artist.
Yes.
Yes. Right. And the girl got mad and decided to sue him. But bitch, who the fuck fly one way? It's obvious. That's
one way you flying, and that's if you fucking. If you not, that's a long Uber home.
Yeah. I'm like, you flew one way. So you know you came to put your face to work.
Honestly, he's a dick, though. That's a dick move.
What the fuck? I mean, first of all,
come on, man.
Fly.
You got to meet her halfway.
I mean, come on.
No, he did meet her halfway.
Exactly. And she didn't fulfill her end of the bargain.
Well, he bought a one-way ticket. He met her halfway. He bought one way. She get a damn self.
I got the first half of the transaction was complete. You don't want to fulfill the second half of the transaction? Well,
maybe he had stinky balls. Maybe it's his fault.
I mean, I would say this, young ladies. If you're flying out to see these rappers, you know these fucking rappers fucking everybody. A man, period. If you're on Tinder, if you're on blackmeat.com, if you're on fucking baloney.com. Motherfucker, I need a nigga.
My baloney has a first name.
It's S-U-C-K.
Whatever the fuck you out there dating on, you always have your own money. You always have, because I remember one time when I was younger, right? My friend I grew up in Atlanta, so I lived across the street from Morehouse, Marsh Brown, Spelman, and Marsh Brown. I mean, it was four black colleges. I lived right across the street from that college. So my friend was a fast ass. And this before I had any kids. She was like, we're going to go up here and kiss on these college students. So these boys, I'm probably 12.
Oh my God.
But I'm built like a grown ass woman.
Oh my God.
And we I'm a little Jesus. Girl. I mean, I'm young, and we hanging out at the college camp trying to be grown. And she probably 3-4 years older than me. So we go up there, and then these guys take us over their house, which is ended up being in Greenbrier Mall. So they was all college students in the house. So my friend back there fucking. Well, I don't know nothing about fucking, cause I ain't had a baby yet. I hadn't even met my first kid's father yet. So he was like, let me make love to you. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
You don't got no Play-Doh?
So, and Jesus. I remember him saying, I ain't got no AIDS. I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Take my word for it.
No, he pulled out a card that said AIDS free. Like, he had made it.
He had self-laminated it.
Now, I realize when he said it to a 12-year-old who doesn't know what AIDS is. Yeah.
The whole time he's going, man, she's just really not getting the point. Yeah.
Hey, you know, my friend made me up and put me on lipstick and shit.
Oh,
and,
my God.
And he was like, I ain't got no A's. He got my certified card right here. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? I don't want to have sex with you, motherfucker. And so my friend got in the car and left with his friend. And he wouldn't take me back to the campus. So he's like, well, all I can do for you, shawty, is give you 50 cents for the bus. And he put me on the motherfucking bus.
Well, by your own logic, you deserved it.
This is the smartest move he ever made in his life.
Honestly, he's not on a list today because of that.
He fucking put me out on the bus.
Right now, there's some guy out there listening to this podcast going, I think I almost fucked Miss Pat when she was 12.
I hope he's still age free.
Yeah. Hope you got your card punched.
Yeah, you're like, I'm certified age free. I'm like, what the fuck is certified age free?
What is certified?
He had a card and everything. You know, this is before like AIDS had hit the news and right. I had knew about it. And he was like, I'm AIDS free and I had never heard of it. I thought he was fucking USDA, like the meat.
Well, I mean, in one respect, yeah. He had his meat inspected and it passed certification. So he was grade A prime beef.
I was like, dude, I don't know nothing about no fucking. No, I'm not going to fuck you. And my friend rolled off and left me. And I said that day, and I saw like, the motherfucker just dropped me off at a bus stop. Shawty, you got to get up out of here. I only think the word was shawty back then. Like, look, you got to get up out of here. You ain't putting out. And I'm like, you motherfucker, he dropped me off at the bus stop. I ain't never really know how to ride a fucking bus. I'm on the bus asking 1,000 questions. Back in them days.
The only
days.
Bus she had rolled was the school bus.
I needed a little pass because, you know, you get the transfer on the bus. Uh-huh. And so I told the man, I said, well, I don't know where I'm going. I'm trying to get home. He's like, well, you're going to need a transfer. And I ended up back home. But I said, from now on, I'm going to make sure I got my own motherfucking 50 cent in my pocket.
So, I get turned out, the next grown man tried to take advantage of me.
Yeah, so ladies, learn from me with that 50 cent. Have your own fucking money in your pocket. You know,
so you think it was, Chris, you think it was dirty for him to not pay for her flight?
Yeah, he under no circumstances is he guaranteed to have sex with this woman.
He was on trial. She knew. I mean,
you don't import pussy for free?
I get
you don't import shit for free. Plus, it was a tarf on that pussy.
What?
Tarf.
Tariff. Yeah. Somebody placed a tariff on that pussy.
Well. Our president put a tariff on everything that comes in the air. I'm just saying, Future put a tariff on the pussy.
Yeah, she may have gotten there. He may have been rude to her. He may have had smelly balls. She doesn't have to have sex with him.
No, she say he fell asleep on her. And he wouldn't pay her.
Well, then if his sleepy ass couldn't stay awake, then that's not her fault.
That was a different. Okay, that was an NBA else. Player.
That was an NBA player. Okay,
NBA player. He had flown this girl out, and they went to dinner or whatever, and come to find out that she didn't want to have sex with him. So when they went back to this hotel room, he just went to sleep until she left.
He snored real loud.
He pretended to be asleep for like 6 hours until she was like, all right, enough of this. I'm going to leave now.
I mean, she should obviously, how clueless are you if you fly out not knowing exactly what's going to happen? Like, I don't think that she's obligated, but at the same time, like, she put herself in that position because she knew, you know, if you're flying out to meet somebody like him, that you're
absolutely if you're getting imported somewhere,
right,
on their dime,
so you can Instagram it.
And exactly, it's like if you're not paying for your own flight, then you should know. Like, come on now,
right?
He's no Russell Wilson. You know what I mean? Right. Like, he's not.
Yeah, he ain't about to come out here and throw the flowers on the ground for you. Yeah. Right. He's not about to propose to you.
And really, he needs to fly a girl out.
They like to fly him out. They can't. They probably have phone conversations and
thing
shit.
Or something.
That's some baller shit to fly you. Oh my God, I've met these bitches in the airport. I'm like, where you going? Oh, I can't tell you who he is, but he flying me out. I'm like, bitch, I hope you got your money back if you ain't sucking dick tonight.
Hope he got his card.
His AIDS-free, USDA approved.
AIDS-free. That dude was certified.
He's certified. My bad.
Get it right.
Do we know what agency he was certified through?
CDC,
Health Department. Right. The USDA.
Kappa, Sneak. Gamma, Theta. Right. He was probably just a sorority.
He probably was a data. Not a data.
Delta.
Delta.
Just your dentist in the van that used to come to the...
Oh no, he just told me he was certified AIDS free. So ladies, stop getting flown out and not having your way back, because that shit happened to me too, and I felt that girl pain. I didn't try to sue him because he was certified AIDS free, but I understand the next time that I need to have my own fucking 50 cent in my pocket if I ever go with my hot friend again and hang out somebody's house.
Well, so she's suing Future for this.
Yeah, she tried to sue him.
Okay, he is so lucky, because what if he had gotten that nut job pregnant? If that happened to you, would you ever sue somebody over something like that? You'd just want it to go away. You just go, yeah, I'm an idiot. Instead, she's suing. Imagine getting her knocked up. And
yeah,
because
he had
she
babies
is.
By all time.
That's what happened to Paul George.
I don't see how you can share that much dick in this day and time. It's just, first of all, like I said before, it's not enough dick on one man to be going through all them women. And then these bitches get along like it's okay. No, bitch. No.
It is okay.
It's not okay.
It's okay to share. You share your crayons.
Dick ain't crayons.
Your crayons won't give you ovarian cancer. So.
And your crayon don't. Your crayon break.
Look at that. The Mormon people in Utah. They be having all them kids and sister wives.
But who want to fuck them bitches with them buns in the back of their head?
Them big, tall, skinny white dudes.
Motherfucker smell. You ever smell one of them at the fucking...
No, I don't go around smelling people. Let alone smelling sister wives.
She finds the homeless person at the airport and goes, come here, let me smell.
Man, who wants to fuck somebody with a dress on like that?
Those dudes. That's very sexy to them.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, they don't know no better either. They don't know it's a lot of more good dick out here that been shaved and you can fucking twerk. So, you know, they just own a fucking land with this tall nigga, and that's all they know. So they think that tall motherfucker out there is a good-looking motherfucker. They ain't been into the city of Indianapolis seeing Chris. That bitch will take that dress off, she seen Chris.
Absolutely. walk in my cargo shorts, just immediately get
she'll turn butter on your ass, Chris.
Yeah, but she don't know. All she know is turning butter and he fucking everybody at the fucking family house.
Walk in, show me a little ankle, you know, trying to seduce me.
Yeah, a little ankle.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to do they shave their vagina.
Oh, God, no.
They don't?
They don't even cut their hair, let alone shave their bush.
Ooh.
Yeah, can you imagine?
No.
Miss Pat, can you imagine a woman who doesn't shave her bush?
Well, the bush hole odor.
Right.
Sometimes you have to wash that motherfucker so many times to get that sweat gland shit going on. Put a little bleach in your bath water.
I'm so sorry if you're eating breakfast on the way to work.
No, you have to shave off your vagina, your fucking pubic hair to start over to get a fresh bash. So
don't like the man you got, just shave it off.
Fuck y'all. You know what I mean? You gotta shave the old shit off, because this old shit, after a while, it hold odor.
Don't you wash it? Just take some soap to it.
Man, I got a real pussy. Sometimes it needs to be shaved.
A real pussy fights soap, nigga. You ain't know? You ain't know?
I don't know what's going on in there, but my God.
Soap. I'm just saying, you need to shave sometimes.
I think that's the residue of the crab's gonorrhea, please. Right.
Fucking each other. It's flea count. That's what that is.
A flea count. No, sometimes you got to shave, you know, to get... Especially down there.
Right.
You know, that's why a lot of women go bald head. I can't go bald head, because then when it grow back, vagina have itch.
You ever fully shave?
Never. I did one time.
Me too.
In my 20s, and I was so miserable for like 3 weeks.
Oh, it's the worst feeling in the world to have no hair down there.
Wow.
It itches like fuck when it
grows
back.
I know, it's like crabs. And you be trying to scratch it. You can't tell people, I just shaved my ass. I don't have no STD. This is my ass growing back.
Yeah, it's just the hair growing back. Oh, it itches so bad.
But you know what you do? You put Vaseline on it in your drawers.
Oh, but then you got Vaseline on your cock. Like, it's all greasy all day. No, thank you.
You black. You don't like
grease. I would have done anything to make the itching go away.
Yeah, you put a little Vaseline and a little lotion or something to ease it.
I hate it. No.
It was the worst.
Yeah.
It does feel nice, like that clean shaved sack, though.
Well,
nice and smooth.
Nothing catches the sweat, so it's just running down your leg. Oh, it was the worst. It was
hot.
Like the worst 2 weeks of my life.
I hated it.
It was terrible.
I was
16, and I did it one time.
All you had to do was put on a panty liner. That would have caught all that wet.
See, I didn't know that. If I could go back in time, I would get a panty liner at 16.
Yeah, just put a Kotec down there.
I would definitely put a Kotec. I have all the wings.
Could you
always
imagine being 16 and your friends find out you got a panty liner?
Like, what are you doing, man? My balls need to breathe.
Yeah, that's all you got to do. That catch the shit from running down your leg. Man.
You got to trim it up a little bit just so it's, you know, it's nice. But I
make
never
it nice
should.
And neat, but I'll never, ever go hairless again. Ever.
Ever.
The worst. I don't know how women do it. I really don't.
I think it's because they do it so, they just over and over and over, so it never gets to that.
Man, I shaved my face one time and that shit was uncomfortable.
Right.
I went completely hairless. My chin, the wind kept hitting my chin. I'm like, oh, I don't like this. This shit feels weird.
Well, I hate when I grow hair on my chin. And like when I'm laying down and my titty fall up onto my neck and then that hair hit the top of my titty. That is some manly shit there. I'm like, I'm going to pluck these fucking hair off my chin. I don't know how men do that shit. That shit is uncomfortable.
Just the mental image of Miss Pat laying down and just her titty slapping her in the face. Does that happen every day?
Well, if I don't have no bra and I lay back, a lot of time, like I've woke up sometime and thinking my husband was choking me, but it was my two titties up under my neck. So... No, I don't like hair on my chin because it touches the top of my titty and it's just fucking rough. It's just fucking rough. So, ladies, make sure you shave your chin. And, like, where I live at, all them bitches got chin hair. I'm like, who fucking y'all with these babies with chin hair? They look like you sometime out there.
I have a beard, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, come on, you got to get that. Nothing like going into a restaurant and seeing somebody, just seeing a woman with a full mustache.
Hey, well, over the weekend, we saw that woman that looked like Popeye.
What woman?
You remember we went to Golden Corral and that old couple... The man and woman came out of Golden Corral looking exactly like each other.
No, before we go, because we got to wrap it up, tell them about the fat lady. Oh,
so.
Let me tell it, because they might take it mean. So
she had meat in her pocket.
She was so big. And I ain't going to say where we was at. We was at a restaurant. And Dion was like, look at that lady. I said, what lady? He was like, she's so fat, she got meat in her pocket. I'm like, did she steal something? He's like, no, her meat is in her pocket. The fat had went over into her pocket.
Oh, dude, it looked like she tucked her fat in her pocket, and her pocket was just... It was like it looked like a wallet, but it was just fat. It was
like when you reverse your pockets and do the wings.
Yes, almost? But it was just a portion of her, and I feel bad now. Yeah. But God damn, I'm skinny. I can never ever hope to be that fat, and I'm jealous as fuck.
Really?
Yes, I would love to be a fat.
He
ass.
Shit every 3 minutes. So.
It's yeah,
and I wish I had more bowel movement. So hey, and I wish I didn't grow chin hair, mustache hair. My ears itch all the fucking time. And I don't know why my ears itch. I clean them. I put Vaseline in them, and then I'm just old.
You've been listening to live audio of Miss Pat's doctor's appointment.
I gotta tell y'all this. I was at Grady Hospital. Right, we running a little long, so y'all will be happy. So we was at Grady Hospital. I was at Grady Hospital years ago, and in Grady Hospital, like the community hospital, like Wisher here, where all the poor people go. So I'm at the hospital, and I think I had got shot. I think I was there for a gunshot wound to the back of the head.
The fact that you don't remember is scary as fuck.
I have been shot twice, so I don't know if it was the first gunshot or the second gunshot.
Right.
But I remember being there for being shot. And so I'm laying on the bed, and this whole black man coming out and said, y'all motherfuckers, get this motherfucking roach out my ear, nigga. He won't be still. So you got these young doctors straight out of school, probably never dealt with poor black people in their life. You hear me, cracker? Get this motherfucking roach out my ear, nigga. He about to crawl up on my brain. And then the doctor, you know, they try to talk to you, sir, what make you think a roach? I know what a motherfucking roach feel like in my motherfucking ear. So they set him down and they stick something and pull a big ass roach out. He's gonna stab that nigga.
He had a literal roach in his ear.
He had a roach in his ear. And with that, we out of here, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of the Pat Down. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of the Pat Down. Make sure you check out my website at MissPatComedy.com for all of my social media, my tour dates, my book. Make sure you spread the word about my podcast. Please rate and review. Please rate and review and share. Thank y'all so much, y'all. I've been Miss Pat.